Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Not much news coverage is being given to the damage caused by low interest rates to government and government school district employed defined benefit retirement plans. Defined benefit plans are those that promise a certain level of benefits upon retirement. These are mostly the older plans, which overwhelmingly were underfunded over the years. These are different than defined contribution plans, which some governments and school districts now offer, where they are 100% funded each year, but do not have a guarantee of any particular retirement benefit. In making calculations for how much governments and school districts need to pay to fund defined benefit pension plans, the amount of income earned on the assets already funding pensions has a huge impact. Typically, a significant percentage of pension fund assets are allocated to interest-bearing investments. Doing so smooths out overall results compared to the more volatile equity investments that might sometimes offer better results, but can also go down in value. However, most of these pension plans assume that interest-bearing investments will currently yield a 2 to 5% return. As I'm sure many of you know, 10-year U.S. Treasury notes are now paying barely 1% interest, and money market funds are now paying barely 0.1%. When actual interest income is less than projected, that means that governments and school districts will be required to make increased future contributions to defined benefit pension plans to make up for this shortfall. Even worse, when new projections of interest income are made using lower projected future interest rate returns, government and school districts will experience a further increase in future contributions to defined benefit pension plans. The state of Michigan recently saw the net present value of its unfunded liabilities for defined benefit employee pensions rise more than $2 billion from the decline in anticipated future investment returns. There is a high likelihood that the next analysis may find they are further underfunded by more billions of dollars. Yet the politicians in state and local governments and school districts keep pretending they are operating on balanced budgets. Definitely not true. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.